KMA Sports featuring more postseason football here. On the line with me of the Bishop Heelan Crusaders head coach John LaFleur, heading into the semifinals, going to be facing off against Wallert Catholic, a couple 9-2 teams going at it here. Coach, let's kind of go over that quarterfinal win, though, 35-14 over Sioux Center. What went well for the Crusaders during that one?
Well, it's probably our most complete game that we've played all year. It was a good time to have it against a really well-coached, really good Sioux Center team. Just executed in all three phases of the ball really well, and just really happy with how we played, and know that we need to be that good and or better moving forward for this week.
Let's go ahead and look forward for this week. Then you guys will be facing off against Wallert Catholic. Like I said, what are just some areas of the game you think they really pose a challenge to you guys?
Well, just watching them a little bit, but you can tell they're extremely well coached. Coach Marshall does a heck of a job over there. There's no surprise that they're defending state champions. Offensively, they do a lot of different formations, different motions. Really execute well. They're not overly big on up front offensively, but they will get off the ball and hit you and just do a lot of things really, really fundamentally well on both sides of the ball, offensively and defensively. Defensively, they tackle well. They're always in the right spots. You can just tell, like I said, they're just a really, really well-coached team and with some really good athletes as well.
Let's go ahead and move it to your guys, talk of the conversation here. If the Crusaders are going to be looking really good on the field, what's that going to look like and who's going to be tend to do it?
Well, I think first and foremost, we need to offensively establish the run, and we've got a pretty good running back there with Casey Thomas, who's clean job. And then, we need to be able to run some play action off of it, be balanced, not put all our eggs in one basket on offense. And then defensively, we just got to, do our job. That's what we've been telling these guys all year long. Do your job, trust the guy next to you, play fast and tackle well. It's all about, at this point in the year, it's about doing the little things correctly each and every play and then out-executing your opponent. And then ball's got to bounce your way a little bit, too.
Maybe this will answer this question. You said, do the little things correctly. They're averaging over 7 yards per carry. They're hitting on those big plays often. What's the approach to try to stop that? Because really, it's just a home run swing sometimes.
Yeah, they just, they get you by out formationing you, and then you motioning, getting the motions cause a little bit of eye candy for the guys in the backfield to get out of where they're supposed to be. So it's essentially drill. What your job is, be in your gap, execute, and tackle. And if we do that, we won't give up the big plays. But that's, they're good enough that they're probably going to get you occasionally, but you just have to be able to do your job.
For your program, you guys are 2 years removed away from being in the championship game. What are some things you can pull from that to try to make it back there this year?
We had some of those kids, some of the seniors currently got a little bit of playing time in at that time, not a lot, but the experience, all the extra stuff that goes on through the course of the week, and then with being in the Unidome, I think it doesn't hurt anything for those guys to have been there once, but it's a brand new ball team, obviously, a lot of different things that can happen, we're just excited to have the opportunity to go lace them up and play again Saturday.
Absolutely. When you guys are excited and looking to get that thing started, what's maybe priority number one you want to see out of your team when that kickoff's about to happen?
Well, we're going to have to execute just up front, special teams in particular. Some things that's been a little bugaboo for us throughout the course of the year, we've been a little inconsistent. We need to be great in all three phases because, like I said, we're playing against a really well-coached team that's got a lot of high-level athletes that if we don't do our job and be ready from the get-go, they'll take it to us and it won't be pretty. So,
and then maybe just what are people going to see there? Because that's going to be televised there at the semifinals when it's going to be Wallert Catholic versus Bishop Heelan. Kind of stylistically two similar teams. So what are people going to see out there?
I think a couple really hard, really hopefully well-coached teams from us as well. And guys are going to fight their butts off and just, it's that time of year. If you're not ready for semifinal football, I don't know if you ever will be. So it's kids are going to play their guts out and give everything they got and just scrap and play hard and hopefully grab a win.
Absolutely. That is head coach of the Bishop Heelan Crusaders, John LaFleur, talking about their matchup with Wallert Catholic there in the semis. Coach, thanks for getting this in. Appreciate the time. Good luck there in Cedar Falls.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.